It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Wouldn't it be nice to have governments all over the world working together to protect your online safety? That was the goal this week at a conference in London. High-level representatives of 60 nations converged to discuss how to establish a broad international plan to cooperate on security. Nice idea, but so is world peace. Countries don't always see eye to eye. David Fidler is a professor of law at Indiana University. He says when we talk about this kind of cyber cooperation, we're talking about three areas: crime, war, and espionage.
There is this convention on cybercrime that was put in place 10 years ago in 2001. The problem with that is there's only 30 countries that have joined. The same is true with cyber war. We've got no end of rules. It's just there's uncertainty as to whether or not those rules will work with regards to, you know, particular cyber attacks. In terms of cyber espionage, the big problem there is that, at least in terms of international law, there really are no rules that prohibit or stop states from engaging in cyber espionage.
Another stumbling block to a cohesive multilateral approach, says Fidler, is that different countries just have different goals.
Many of the great powers that you need to have converge in terms of their interest to drive this forward are still sort of at early stages of figuring out what they want out of cyber technologies. And until they've sort of figured that out and mapped out their own interests with regards to international cooperation, I think a lot of this is just going to be spinning of the wheels.
When you think about whether countries can work well together online, Fidler says you also have to consider how well they work together offline. The U.S. has rivalries with China and Russia, for example.
Whether it's air power, naval power, armies, militaries, now they're concerned about how cyberspace may play into each country's competitive advantage in this larger geopolitical space. So there's an interdependency between what's going on in cybersecurity issues and what's going on in the larger context. I think it's a new feature of this sort of geopolitical rivalry.
Alan Paller, director of research at the SANS Institute, thinks there is room for potential cooperation because China and Russia aren't all that different from the U.S.
I think they are just as interested in keeping the unauthorized people from doing cybercrime as anyone else is. We have this view that everybody else is a bad guy and we're a good guy, and this is a world in which many nations are acting in their own self-interest.
Let's improve your tech vocabulary.
Social bots
are fake Facebook profiles meant to trick you. Canadian researchers recently made 102 of these profiles, gave them common names and nice photos, and had them send out thousands of friend requests to strangers on Facebook. Nearly one in five requests was accepted, even though the social bot wasn't a real person. Then it got really interesting. The social bots friended those people's friends, and 60% said yes. By the time the experiment wrapped up, social bots had over 3,000 friends and access to all kinds of personal information from those users and their friends. Now, this was just a study. We don't know how many people are really doing this on Facebook right now. But do you have Facebook friends you've never actually met? Are you sure they're real? Might they perhaps be a
social bot?
You can read more about the social bots at marketplacetech.org. There you can also read our blog, put up with my jokes, and listen to previous shows. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuyForBusiness.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.